Yes, I'm so excited to be back here in Cluj. And in fact, that was the first time that I ever have sung the piece before. It was in 2017. And I came here to premiere for myself, to premiere the piece with a wonderful orchestra. And now that they've decided to return the piece, they invited me back. And so I was very happy to be back to sing with this orchestra, which plays this repertoire really one of the best, really, in the world. And also, I like Cluj, and I have very, very good friends here. So,
and also, it seems that your relationship to Judit is very long because you sang it a lot.
Exactly. So after I debuted the role here, I started to sing it a lot. I was invited to sing it with the Berlin Philharmonic and Sir Simon Rattle. And after that, I basically toured this piece with many different orchestras and different conductors around the world. And so I developed a special relationship with Judit, which to me is, it's every time I sing it, there is some another layer is being added to my interpretation of her.
How do you build your relationship with the characters you are performing?
Well, I think it really depends on, first of all, my life experience. So the more I live and as I grow older, I have different realizations about life, about relationships, about love, about how to keep love or how to destroy love. And so as I grow older, I really understand the the character of Judit and also how she's manipulative in a way and how women, or in fact everybody, could be manipulative like that for their own reasons. So, and of course I get affected by the ideas of the conductor, and of course how my Bluebeard is singing with me. So every time I get different ideas, let's say.
Is the first time you're meeting with Bogdan Talos on the stage?
Yes, it's the first time, even though we have many, many friends in common. But I've never met him before. He has such a beautiful voice.
And how does it feel to work with him?
Great, you know, I mean, I'm very happy to have a new partner in this production, in this concert of very high quality.
The musical critique say about you that you feel very comfortable also on the stage, but also in concert halls, like you're doing here. How does it feel? Is there any difference for you as an artist, as a performer?
Actually, you know, when I do an opera production where I have to act and wear a costume, in a way, I have a little bit less freedom because I'm working, of course, also with a director and costume designer and lighting designer. So there's a whole group of people that decides on artistic ideas. Whereas when I'm here in a concert production where it's just me and the orchestra conductor and baritone, I have a little bit more freedom to really bring in ideas, artistic ideas, without being interfered or suggested otherwise too much, which I really like.
Interesting, very interesting. One of the best roles for your career is Carmen. And the critique says that Renate Shaham is a sensational Carmen. The voice is an extension of her body and soul. How did you build that special relationship with Carmen?
Well, I think that one has to be Carmen to actually have a career with it. So in a way, when I started, which was many, many years ago, way before that. My first Carmen was in 2001, and it was actually in Texas. And after that, I went to Glyndebourne in England, and and that was my kind of big break. And that was in 2004. So we're talking about many years ago. And since then, I've done Carmen, you know, hundreds, thousands of times. But when I started singing Carmen, I already was Carmen, and that's why it caught. And like the critic that you quoted says that it's the, you know, it's extension of my soul in a way. I don't put a lot of weight into the my voice. The voice to me is an extension of my soul, and he was very right to say that. So for me, Carmen, it's not about singing pretty, and actually none of what I do ever is about singing pretty or making an operatic sound or making a big sound, you know, just kind of parking myself in front of the stage and like yelling out the beautiful music. No, for me it's about the meaning of the word, the meaning of the music and the harmony. So I'm involved in the entire piece, not only with what my voice sounds like, and that's really my belief about how to sing every role. But yeah, with Carmen especially, you have to have a character that you can you know, give birth to on stage and be and believe in it really.
How did you discover your voice?
Well, I mean, my parents claimed that I started singing even before I started speaking. So that was when I was a baby. And I was born into a musical family. Everybody's a musician. So I always sang. I started developing my voice as an operatic sound when I was 15. And I had I was very blessed to have a wonderful, wonderful first voice teacher. So she showed me the correct way, how to breathe correctly, how to produce the sound correctly, and most importantly, how to connect my soul to my voice, and so I don't disconnect the two. So I always go from the expression, the true expression of who I am. That was age 15, and since then I haven't stopped singing.
Isn't it a very difficult life, traveling a lot, singing in front of different audiences, in front of different cultures, after all?
Yes, I think it's very tough, and I think that a lot of people quit before they even start a career. I mean, I sat in many different schools and festivals, and a lot of people who used to go to school with me don't sing anymore, or they quit even before they started because it's too difficult. So you have to have a very special kind of, not only ambition and talent, but you really, really want to be able to do it and understand what is the price that you are going to pay. I was able to form a relationship with my husband, but we did decide on not having children, and that was also part of, you know, the career, because at that time I didn't want to cancel things and I didn't want to, you know, kind of give up a few years out of my career. And at the end, we both came to the conclusion that we were going to give up and not have children. But yeah, a lot of travel, it's very hard to make a long lasting relationships and friendships, and, you know, until the time where you find where your home is. Mm-hmm. Now I'm after 30 something years of a career, I can relax a little bit, and I live in Barcelona. And so I'm working less, and I'm enjoying life a little bit in a secure and, you know, a place that I chose as my home. And so, yeah, but it's been many years that I've been on the road, as we call it.
Yes. After Cluj, the next stop will be where?
Well, I'm singing. First I go to, there's a piece that is going to be written for me. Well, he's being written for me, for my voice, by a wonderful composer in Paris called Diana So. And she's designing, she's building a piece just based on my voice and talent. And she's basically like tailoring it, like a tailor, making a glove for my hand. Yeah. And so I'm going to meet with her and prepare the piece. And later I go to Poland to sing Das Lied von der Erde by Mahler with Marin Elsop. And then I'm going to Munich, and I'm going to sing two roles in the Staatsoper in Munich, in Dido and Aeneas, in an opera called Penelope by Fauré, which is rarely done. So I have a few things, and in between I started teaching as well. So this is something interesting because I have so many years of experience. So I'm at the point where I love to share my experience with young singers. Mm-hmm. So I do that.